Welcome, Haunters. I'm your host, Ed Gannon, professional haunter, Something Wicked Productions, Wicked Amusements, and Haunt Dogs, and now Fright Kingdom. And in this episode of Something Wicked, we'll talk about 13 tips for pro haunters. Get your notepads ready, kids, because there's some fast and furious information coming at you from several disciplines of running and building a pro haunt. The past few months have been crazy for me, at least. What with being in my brother's wedding, getting a new vehicle, actively working with two haunts in Salem, Mass., one in New Hampshire and one in New York, installing an escape room in New York City, recording a haunt commercial or two, and officiating at another wedding, it's been a little hectic. I've been planning a how-to video with some of this information, mostly been too busy to do it, but I will get it done, I promise. In the meantime, seeing how this drops during the main haunt season, I thought I'd give you a little preview and some information you can use right now. All of us here at Hauntcast are as happy as schoolgirls to get this show together for you, so here it goes.
Hooray!
We'll start with number 13, some tools of the trade. Step bits. These are drill bits, and they're kind of shaped like a cone, and you start with the smallest hole, and you keep pushing it, and you get the next incrementally bigger hole. Super easy. Super handy. They work with metal, they work with plastic, wood. I get mine at Harbor Freight. They're a great deal. Extended reach bar or a grabber pickup tool. You see these in the stores all the time. They get a little handle on them and you can grab things. Super handy for making things, sure, but in your shop or as you're going around getting things, they're handy to have around. Small torpedo level. I always have one with a magnet on it. Now I got a fancy one with some lights on it. It's pretty cool. But having these around, super handy. I know haunted things are supposed to be crooked, but you still need to know what straight looks like. Ratcheting clamps for wall panels. These things are truly amazing. You can get them everywhere, Harbor Freight, DeWalt, whatever. But they're basically a clamp like you use for wood. And if you're putting up wall panels, especially if you're by yourself, these will keep the wall panels together till you get a screw in them. Indispensable. A magnet on an extender to pick stuff up in tight places, dropping a screw, sometimes in grass, or maybe you can't see it. Trust me, these things are handy to have too. A good pair of super scissors. I have a pair that'll cut a pair of jeans both legs at one time. These things are awesome. A hook and pick set for getting small things out of spaces, even splinters. You've seen little arch handle things. Some are straight, some look like a little ice pick, and some have little hooks. You'd be amazed once you start using them, you'll find all kinds of uses. One of those long extended grill lighters, I use them for finishing off rope so that it doesn't fray. You can just melt the end, or paracord, all that stuff. Indispensable. You want to have those around. Duct tape. Electrical tape. There's some things that duct tape won't work on very well, and electrical tape is non-conductive and stretches, so that makes it good for tension. Gaffer's tape. Kind of pricey, but gaffer's tape is great for certain things where duct tape is too sticky and electrical tape is too stretchy, and gaffer's tape pretty much sticks to everything. Nylon rope. I get the twisted rope, the solid braid, not the rough kind like you see on boats. That wears away way too fast, but you melt it like I mentioned with the lighter. Having this rope around is super handy, not only for drop gags or things like that, but just to hold things while you're getting them ready. You'll find a million uses for it if you don't already. Are you using things from China? We all are. So have some metric tools handy. A couple of metric wrenches, some sockets. Harbor Freight has a good deal on them. I always have some around. Number 12, time management tools. You can put them on your phone, calendar, different alarms. What I do is you break up responsibilities. Each day, I have a certain amount of time that I'll do certain things. So as an example, I've got a busy day. I've got 1,000 things to do. 1,000 things are pulling at me for my time. But I know that I'll set aside, say, 2 hours a day to work on designing a thing. Okay, I'll spend 2 hours a day out of my busy workday. I'll stop at, let's say, 3 o'clock, and I'll work on audio for one of the attractions. Okay, if you break up your day in this way, then you're getting something done every day for all the things that need to get done. It's very easy for us as creative people to get tweak madness and get stuck into a rut. And then before you know it, things are slipping by the wayside and we're missing our deadlines. It's really important to stay focused, especially this time of year, when you've got so many things coming up so fast. So spend a little bit of time of your day, each day, on getting some of these many different things done. And just dedicate that time, even if it's just an hour. I'm going to dedicate just this hour to do this one thing. You'd be amazed how much more productive you are. We all use great stuff, right? I know I do. And the big problem has always been with great stuff is once you use it, you have to use the whole can. Well, that's not necessarily true. Now, I know they've got this new nozzle that comes with it, but it tends to pop open, and then you still are wasting a nozzle. What you've always been able to do is you can take that regular old nozzle, the clear one that they always have, and after you use what you need, you kink the end of it back, and you either put a rubber band on it, you put a washer on it, whatever you want to do to kink that, just like you would kink a water hose when you're kids. And then you turn it upside down, and you pull that trigger. It'll fill with a clear liquid, a clear amber liquid, and it won't spray out. You leave it there, it'll sit on the shelves for as long as you got it. When you take that, and again, you want to make sure you have a paper or towel over it, but when you take the end off of that, it'll be just like a brand new can. You can reuse it as many times as you like. Number 10, some more tools of the trade. Don't leave your haunt without them. These are things you wear on your person. Like, for example, a Leatherman tool or a Gerber multi-tool. Some kind of maglite or flashlight. I use the new rechargeable ones with the lithium-ion battery. You can get them on Amazon with a charger and an extra battery for, I don't know, $20 to $30. I spring for a holster and a couple of extra batteries. And I always have fresh batteries. These are super bright. You can get them up to 5,000 lumens, super bright. I also have a super bright headlight, which has a similar system. Totally worth the money. A tool hook that goes on your belt. I use Monster Hook brand, no pun intended. You can put your screw gun in them, all kinds. You can use tape, anything. You wouldn't believe how many things you have to put on this hook. If you're on a ladder, you're in the middle of a haunt, you don't have to put things down. You just reach on your waist, you pull it out of this hook, and you've got it right in your hand. Super handy. Keys. We've all got keys. I know this sounds stupid, but I got a key carabiner clip. Mine has a knife built into it. Incredibly handy. But also, knowing that your keys are right there, you're not looking for them, they're right on your hip, the peace of mind is worth it. And lastly, you want to have a good Sharpie and a gel pen. If you don't have a shirt with a pocket, get a little holder you can put on your waist. Doesn't matter if you look like Batman's utility belt, it's worth it. Believe me, having these things around, super handy. You never know when you're going to need to write something down. Number 9, learn to read a voltage meter. Huge help with LEDs, electronics, testing lights, anything with power. And as a tip, always start with the power first when diagnosing problems. Test the power source, wall wart, outlet, whatever, then the next junction until you're sure the device is getting power. After that, it's easier to determine physical issues. The meters are easy to use. There's usually three main settings that we'll use. One has the omega symbol, and that's for continuity. If you want to see if two pieces of metal or wire are touching somewhere, you hit that and you'll hear a tone. That means they are touching. Then you've got regular volts and DC volts. For low voltage stuff, you click on that, and if something's getting power, it'll tell you. If it's high voltage, you click to the other one and it'll tell you what it's got. Some of them are auto switching and you only have to do it once. It takes the guesswork and a lot of headache out of working with any kind of power. Number 8, power connectors. Male and female, I get them from Amazon, 50 pairs at a time. They're DC power jack connectors. If you have any wall wart, the end of it that sometimes people cut off, that's the male connector. It's an M size connector. And that's a male power connector. And that jack plug plugs into a female jack plug connector. So you use these for pretty much most of the things you'll see, most of the power supplies that we get, CCTVs, any of those power connectors, they all use the same one. So the great thing is, if you get these screw-on terminal connectors, you can run regular wire. So if you want to extend your power low voltage instead of running a high voltage electrical cord somewhere, you can just run your own wire and put your own male and female power connectors on it. Building inspectors love it. It's easier for you. It's safe. It's convenient. I put these connectors on everything. Pro tip number 7. Little details make a big difference, but they have to be seen. Maybe it's distressing a scene so it all goes together, or it doesn't look so new. Or maybe it's a prop or other element that ties in with the storyline of your attraction. But no matter how cool or important you think it may be, if guests can't see it, it doesn't matter. This doesn't just mean light either. If it's not in a place where they can see it, or they don't have time to see it, it will be ineffective. Don't spend a week making a cool glowing human heart for the ghost bride and then have it hidden under the couch. Guests have to be able to view it, or at least have the opportunity to do so. There's a lot to see and hear in your show. Give the guests a payoff with some awesome details that show something special. Pro haunt tip number 6, distressing paint trick. We all know the technique with mostly undiluted latex paint in several colors, usually black though, and then using a spray bottle filled with water, spritzing it to create those streaks that look so good to age things. And the next step, which is watered down browns, grays, whites, and greens, spraying each as necessary on surfaces and walls to get the look you want. But did you know, if you take a spray bottle and fill it with rubbing alcohol, then use spray paint on a surface and spritz it with the alcohol, you get a very cool and different look? I use it in toxic scenes with a lot of fluorescent spray paints. Spray, then spritz, repeat. Instant cool. 5. Pro haunt tip number 5, tools of the trade, compartmentalized cases. I have a lot of different kits for different things that you need to fix. So let's say if there's an air leak with an animatronic, I have a pneumatics kit. I grab that kit and it has everything I need to fix it. And there's a couple of other ones and I'll tell you what's in them. So let's start with the pneumatics kit. It's got air nozzles, wrenches, push to connect adapters, an air regulator, male and female quick disconnects, various reducers, plugs, exhaust regulators, Teflon tape, and double female inline connectors. In case an airline springs a leak, you can just clean cut it and splice it back together with one of these connectors. Voila, you're back in business. Grab the kit, do your bit, bring it back. Next is an electrical kit. All the things for quick high voltage repair. Electrical tester, wire nuts or push type connectors, electrical tape. I always have one switch and one outlet with covers and screws for each, and other little things you may need for regular electrical work. There's an audio kit, all types of male to female connectors you may use in your show, mini phono plug to right and left RCA connectors, audio extension cables, audio double male connectors, like the ones you'd use for your phone. Those are called mini phono plugs, by the way. Large mono phono plugs to stereo mini phono plug. These are used to plug an MP3 player, stereo, into a guitar amp, mono. I also have two of these squid-like connectors that have 6 different audio connector types each on them. This has saved me many times in a pinch connecting devices together, especially when I'm testing something for an audio signal. Now, a lot of these kits are put into one of the briefcase-sized kits you see at Home Depot or Lowe's or even Harbor Freight. They got a gray bottom and they've got yellow boxes in them and a clear top. Very handy. You look in, you see what you need, you grab it. I also have an electronics kit, which is different from the electrical kit. This has small momentary push buttons for animatronic triggers, small wire strippers, flush cut pliers. Ideal makes these special butt connectors for putting 2 or 3 wires together, which you just clamp the yellow or red button on top and voila, a permanent wire splice. And they have dielectric grease inside, which keeps moisture out. I always have those in the kit. Electrical tape, very thin wire ties, any other small switches or buttons you may use in your show. And I always have a little spool of wire in there as well. Some other kits you might like. Got an LED light kit, LEDs in all the different colors we use, little mounts for them, screws for those, washers if necessary. You get the idea. I got a screw tip and socket adapter bag. All types of screw gun tips, screw gun socket adapters, the security specialty tips that you see in some of the kits, they're all in there. I got a fasteners kit with all manner of screws, nuts, bolts, plumber's metal tape, etc. And a cables bag with all kinds of power cables, data cables, power supplies. We've got a power strip in there and some wall warts with different voltages. Pro hunt tip number four, another handy tool you should have besides a screw gun is a handheld battery operated grinder with a metal cutting wheel. This is great for removing all the screws and things that pop out through the backs of wall panels and anywhere an actor or guest could puncture or cut themselves. How many times have you put your hand up backstage and found a screw sticking out? Well, this gets rid of those 100%. They're awesome. And also get a sandpaper wheel, the overlapping flap disc type. This can take corners down of wood or metal faster than cutting, if you don't have too much to take off. Simply awesome. And you can sculpt with it too. These things are very versatile. They'll quickly become one of your favorite tools. Three. Pro hunt tip number three. Oscillating tool, battery operated. I swear, I don't know how I got along without these things. Best way to cut a square hole. Most companies make them now. I'm partial to the Porter Cable 20 volt. Dremel makes a good one too. You can bring it anywhere, cuts holes in wood, plastic, even metal with the right blade on it. And because the blade moves back and forth sideways, instead of the up and back movement of a sawzall or reciprocating saw, the oscillating tool will not shake your work apart. Surgical precision. Easy to use, quick, get one. Pro hunt tip number two. It's called a gator socket, and this stupid thing is awesome. I first saw it on one of those late night TV commercials, and it's a large wrench socket filled with small metal bars which conform to the shape of any nut or bolt you can fit in that socket. And most amazingly, it works. I use it for installing eyelets and hooks, which are usually a pain to put in, especially if you have a lot of them. With the gator socket, they zing right in. Takes a little practice getting them centered and balanced, but still a huge time and frustration saver. And the number one pro hunter tip, I'm going to get a bit of a soapbox here, don't be a purveyor of malicious drama, spiteful gossip, or a destroyer of camaraderie. Nothing will poison the effectiveness of an attraction quicker than a team member sabotaging your show. Make no mistake, that is what this type of malevolent gossip is, sabotage. You need to cut it out of your show like a cancer. Over the years, I've witnessed this many times. Perhaps you have a couple working for you. They carpool together, live together, and haunt together. But one of the two is not a very effective employee or is insecure enough to start trouble among your staff. We've all seen it. This individual will then start to infect your staff like a virus by spreading rumors, creating drama, bringing everyone around them down, sponsoring pity parties with every group they can find. They will suck the energy out of anyone they can come in contact with, including your guests. They usually have issues with authority. They will try to undermine your authority and derail your staff. Maybe they're jealous concerning their partner or have family issues. Maybe it's because it's always somebody else's fault. Maybe because it's a Wednesday. Who knows? Whatever the reason, they have to go. In the case of the couple I mentioned, one of them was not happy unless they were next to each other. But that's not where I needed that character, or they were in a separate attraction altogether. In the rare instance I have accommodated these individuals, they're more interested in watching their partner than performing their job. This sets a bad example for the rest of the staff, and you can tell in the overall performance. When I told this person they had to stay where they were assigned, they tried to engage the entire attraction to boycott the show and go on strike before we opened on a busy Friday. Needless to say, this individual was let go on the spot, but not before I spoke to the partner, relating that they were doing a great job and welcome to stay, but the other had to go. I do understand, you live together, you want a peaceful home, so if you can't stay, I totally understand, but I want you to know you are welcome here. I mentioned they should go home even though we were a little short-handed that night, but the good employee wanted to stay. When his partner predictably started more bitter rumors in the makeup area, I had to collect them both and tell them to go. The good employee did come back and finish out the month, and was a model employee, which we were glad to see. Believe me, it's better to have an empty scene than to have a person like this in your show. They will not do what you need them to, and will destroy what you have, the effects of which can hang around for long after they're gone. Eventually, you will cultivate a positive atmosphere of helpful individuals who want to be there, want to have fun scaring people, and will create a family of friends atmosphere. That kind of group is successful. Don't get me wrong, we all have bad days and we all have problems, and we're here for each other. I'm all about that. But when you get someone who is disrupting your show from the inside out, determine the issue and fix it. Everyone will thank you for it. And that camaraderie will grow. That results in a better show for your guests and a fun work environment for your crew. And with that, oh, look at the time. Well, we have to wrap up this segment. In future episodes, we'll talk about more aspects of professional haunting, their methods, philosophies, how-tos, and so much more. But I see our moments here are up, so until the next time, be safe. This is Wick Ed Gannon, www.somethingwickedproductions.com, saying, have a wicked day.
'Cause please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing Hauntcast with all your haunted Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.